The following podcast is provided to you free, as is all our content, at drhoffman.com. If you'd like to listen, help support Intelligent Medicine, and get great values by shopping at our supplement store, go to drhoffman.com and click on Shop, then click on the store. Thanks, and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy Labor Day and a happy conclusion to your summer. I hope that all your summer plans worked out for you, and not to despair, because here in the Northeast, at least judging by the past few days of high temperatures, there's lots more summer left. So today we're going to talk about something that we touched upon in a previous podcast. We're going to revisit with Hoffman Center dispensary manager Grimaldi Vargas, who recently was the subject of an article entitled From Wraith to Warrior. You may have seen it in our Hoffman Center newsletter. If not, you can go to drhoffman.com and you can find the article. It was posted a few weeks ago, and it commemorates her successful transition from underweight to a real powerhouse in terms of athletic performance, because she completed a very exciting race event, which we'll tell you about, and she's about to do repeat performance. So without further ado, here's Grimaldi. How you doing, Grimaldi?
Hello. I'm doing well. Thank
good.
You.
Good. So we're visiting you again because you're in your training cycle, and you're in just a, I guess it's, is it next weekend that you're going to be competing?
It's on Sunday.
Oh, great. Okay. So tell us about what prompted you to get involved in this type of racing activity.
Honestly, it was just kind of the spur of the moment. Just like I did the first one, the second one. There's three stages to the Spartan. The sprint.
The Spartan race, right?
Yes, the Spartan race. There's a sprint, a super, and the beast. And you win medals at the end. So at the end, it's called the trifecta. And I always wanted to win that. You have to race within 1 year, all
wow.
three races.
Okay.
So as soon as we heard about the super, again, me, my cousin, and a few friends decided to go for it. But this time, I actually had to do a lot of more running. So a lot of running has been part of my training.
Right.
So I had to stop lifting just for temporarily, just so that I can be able to run about, I believe it's about 8 miles, and it's double the obstacles this time.
Right.
The first time.
So the first race was like just kind of a, you know, a shorter version, but a grueling
Correct.
Version of
yeah.
the race that you're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an intermediate distance, and it's
Correct.
8 miles, but a lot of people think, oh my goodness, 8 miles, that's a lot of ground to cover. But it's not just about covering 8 miles, because people do marathons and more, but it's 8 miles with a grueling obstacle course, right?
Correct. After each mile, you do an obstacle course, and it's not just, you know, just running. It's a lot of incline. Definitely difficult and challenging will be this time.
Right. So things like jumping across water obstacles and climbing up various types of rope ladders and just jumping up walls and hurtling yourself over fire pits and things like that.
Yes. And barbed wire.
Wow.
I don't know what to expect, because just like the first one, they don't tell you what obstacles you're going to be facing, but it's pretty much similar to the first one. But I know there's a lot of different add-ons, and the obstacles are probably a lot longer as well.
Wow. So, but I think what makes it all the more remarkable is your background, because I believe you've been with the Hoffman Center for, is it? Time flies when you're having fun, but it's like 5 or 6 years now? How long is it?
7.5.
7.5 years. Goodness gracious. So did when you started with the Hoffman Center, could you have even conceived of doing this kind of event?
No.
Okay. Because I got to say that, you know, when you first came to work for us, you were extremely petite. Your weight was, what was it when you first came to work for us?
74.
74 pounds, and that's on a 4'11" I think you're about 4'11" frame.
4'9".
For goodness, okay, so you are petite, but 74 was super thin, and no way did you have even nearly the strength and stamina that it requires to do this kind of thing.
No, not at all.
So, you know, what helped transform you from, you know, as the article is entitled, from wraith to warrior? Wraith, of course, is a fancy old-fashioned word, which means a ghostly, insubstantial person, almost like, you know, like the vapors. You know, you could just like a wisp of smoke. To a sturdy gladiator who's able to do this. How, describe your transformation, because I think our listening audience would be interested.
I mean, working with you, Dr. Hoffman, alongside, and just looking at patients coming in and having the same kind of symptoms that I've been having for a while, I just wanted to start taking care of myself. It did take some time, you know, and I didn't have the time to actually dedicate to myself to actually go to the gym and enroll.
Well, you've been busy. I mean, you got a full-time job, and it's a busy job. It's a challenging job. You run the Hoffman Center dispensary, and you know, do everything around the office.
Correct.
And then, in addition, you took a little slight detour, and you had your own child.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Challenging. You're a young mom.
And I just, you know, now I do find the time, and I kind of dedicate it, and I just go about 3 to 4 times a week to the gym, and after seeing how well I've been feeling and being on I would say 90% of the time on a gluten-free diet, and the way I feel, I just don't ever think I can ever go back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that I'm also gaining weight and muscle. It's just an awesome and good feeling that I can say anybody can do it. As thin as I am, it's hard to gain weight. But just doing it in a good, positive way, I think, outlines and many other factors that people have trouble gaining weight.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we've not done extensive medical work on you, but you've had the benefit of some testing at the Hoffman Center. And,
correct,
you know, without giving away your medical history, I think we discovered that you had somewhat of an intolerance to wheat and gluten, felt that,
yeah,
that might have been part and parcel of why you weren't digesting and absorbing food as efficiently as you might. And,
correct,
as with many patients, less is more. You know, you stopped eating bread and pizza and pasta, and your digestive system became more efficient at absorbing the calories that you were taking in. You actually managed to gain weight with what seemed like a more limited diet.
Correct. A lot of whole foods and a lot of snacking in between meals,
mm-hmm,
but a very healthy snack, not like before that I would just crave or munch on. It could be potato chips or just any candy. Now it's actually whole foods, even if it's an avocado or even a protein shake.
Right.
Definitely more healthy.
So you're more thinking, you know, not just to satisfy your food craving, but you consider now food more as a building block for,
yes,
your body and for your athletic performance. You kind of get the,
sure,
relationship between the fuel and the tremendous output that's required of you when you do these events.
Yes, that is true.
So for our listening audience, what is the typical, you know, you're in athletic mode. You know, what's a typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner for you at this point in time?
Well, breakfast, I can do 4 egg white omelet in the morning. That would be, and I usually get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then when I come to work, I'll take a break and I'll have 2 hard-boiled eggs with like 2 pieces of cheese.
So the emphasis on protein in this case.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of protein.
Right.
And I'll have my lunch, and then maybe 2 hours later, I will have protein shake, which is the whey powder that we're currently carrying from Thorne. And
yeah, so tell us about that, because that's a handy dandy kind of thing. And, you know, I've tried a lot of different whey powders. And actually, in the second part of this podcast, after I finish talking to you, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the science behind whey powder, because it has some special properties that are different than other types of protein. You know, you can eat, you know, a piece of hamburger or steak, or you can have soy protein. But the whey protein seems to have special properties. So I've tried a lot of different whey powders. This one really goes down well. It's tasty,
yeah, exactly,
and it dissolves.
Yeah.
Do you require a blender at work, or do you just shake it up?
No, I just shake it up. I'm at work, I'll just shake it up, and I do mix it with another product called Progain, which also has a lot of carbs.
That's another product that's actually that's much more of a weight gain product.
Yeah.
The whey is relatively low in calories and high in protein, but if you mix it with ProGain, that's going to give you the caloric boost that you need for building up weight. So actually, we stock both products. And, you know, clearly your problem is, you know, on the spectrum of problems, far less common than our overweight patients, but there's a certain subpopulation of our patients who, like you, are always struggling to gain weight, you know, like that, you know, the 97-pound weakling syndrome where, you know, they used to kick sand in my face, but now I'm like Charles Atlas. I guess you're too young to remember those comics, but used to be advertisements in comic books where there's some skinny kid was always getting sand kicked in his face by the bullies, and then he, you know, he got some whatever they were selling, some barbells or some you know, stretch device that they sold for $19.95, and then became a big strong He-Man. So, but, you know, obviously, putting protein in your body helps with building up, in addition to the exercise. And so we've gotten to lunch. Lunch is typically, looks like a healthy lunch whenever I see you eating.
And dinner, it's kind of the same thing, just a lot of vegetables, carbs, and protein.
Okay.
It could be a typical, just some sweet potatoes. It could be with any type of meat. I don't have a problem with digesting any food, but, you know, coming from a Hispanic background, usually typical is rice and beans. I will try to not eat so much rice, but definitely the beans and the meat. And
so you increased your proportion of the protein part, the bean part, to the rice part, because, you know, as we know, the rice is delicious, but you go overboard on the rice, then you get that, you know, obesity problem, so. I mean, not that you're at risk. Okay, but, you know, our listeners are in suspense. So what incredible weight milestone have you recently reached? You know, you're bulked up. You're awesome. What's your weight now, if you don't mind sharing?
Well,
a lot of women don't want to share, but you're proud to share.
A pound, and I say that because being the fact that I'm doing more cardio and I've been doing a lot of HIIT cardio, kind of been able to maintain my weight, and I can see that for my body, I lose muscle very quickly.
Right.
So I'm still able to maintain my weight. So hopefully, once the race is over,
but you're not 75 pounds at this point.
No, I'm 97 now. But
97. Wow.
My goal is to gain 5 pounds by mid-November, beginning of December. That's my goal.
Okay. But, you know, I always say, you know, people ask me, well, what is your weight goal? And I go, you know, whatever weight that my body wants to be when I'm feeling good and I'm very physically active and feel strong. So, you know, it's not like I'm trying to get to a target weight. And I think that's probably your approach, too, is that you just want to feel strong and have great endurance and be able to do all these things. And your body will find the appropriate weight. It's not like you're trying to, you know, fit into a, you know, you're not doing this for a modeling career or for a beauty contest. Although you do look great, and I think you're probably getting some really great feedback from your friends. So any other you know, magical vitamin potions that you're taking, you know, because, you know, you get,
there
you're on the inside track there in the dispensary.
There are some supplements that I do continue to take, and I have added vitamin D to my program, as well as I'm continuing to take the probiotics.
Right, you were always very low in vitamin D. It's shockingly low when we first tested you. So,
yeah.
And vitamin D has actually been shown to help with strength and athletic performance. It's taken by many professional athletes these days because they recognize it's a big deal.
Yeah, so I added that onto my regimen, as well as the Jigsaw magnesium.
Okay, because of the loss of the electrolytes that you might get from all that sweating, muscle cramps and whatnot.
And the methylcobalamin I've added also onto my regimen.
Which is a really...
A B12, a
B12. So, okay, well, describe now the, you know, specifically, what is your... What actually do you do exercise-wise on those 3 or 4 days? You know, you're not a professional athlete. You don't, you're not getting paid to work out. In fact, I really admire you for having the time and the discipline to exercise when you have so many responsibilities, both the work, fairly distant commute, and then you have to take care of your daughter as well. So what do you do in the time that you've allotted to exercise? What's a way that you get in shape?
I do a lot of different exercises. A lot of it is with free weights or the barbells. I kind of do a lot of squats, lunges. I do a lot of tricep dips. I've been getting into doing pull-ups.
Pull-ups, yeah, that's very hard for ladies to do. You know, men can, you know, usually do a couple. But upper body strength is often an issue with gals. So, you know, obviously 6-7 years ago, you couldn't even think about doing a pull-up. What are you up to now?
I can do 6.
All right.
I'm proud of myself. I've come a long way. So I do a lot of different exercises. Definitely don't like to train the same thing on the same days.
Yeah.
I also my back on one day, legs on another day, and then arms on the third day. And I do take my coworker with me, Caroline, after work, and I kind of show her some different types of exercises as well.
So this is going to be contagious. I mean, pretty soon we're going to have a whole team. Are you planning to take the rest of the Hopman Center employees out on the obstacle course? I might forego that crawling through the mud under the barbed wire part. You know, I like to keep my running, you know, kind of clean and you know, it's enough, you know, without making it into an ordeal. No, that's great. So I mean, clearly, I think you're an example of how good health is contagious. You know, just like Ebola. You know, when somebody comes in who's, you know, healthy, has healthy habits, I think other people kind of look over their shoulders and try to emulate them. And maybe this is also rippled out in terms of your family members. And, you know, certainly it's going to have a great impact on your daughter as she gets older.
Definitely. My daughter can do proper squats. She's she knows how to do burpees.
Whoa.
And I'm teaching her, and she knows what's healthy and what's not healthy. I do allow her a cheat meal here and there. She is a kid.
Yeah.
But she's very, very disciplined. I'm teaching her, and she's going to cheer me on Sunday.
Oh, that's going to be really exciting. I think it's going to be the whole thing will be worthwhile when you cross that finish line, and you know, you're probably her grandma's going to be holding her grandpa, and then you know, just thrust her in your arms as you cross the sweating finish line, sweating, you know, maybe you know, a couple of cuts and bruises, heroically muddy. It's going to be a great scene.
I will not be in the next day.
You will not be in, you know, Ed, we'll be very happy to give you that Monday off, although that's the big order day. You know, we'll spell you, because I think it's enough just doing that event. So, you know, we're very excited you're doing that. We're helping to sponsor your participation in that event, and we encourage it. And, you know, win one for the team. You know, hopefully you'll bring home the glory for the Hopman Center. Actually, just completing the event, of course, is all the glory that we need. And just, you know, an aside, because, you know, we're always interested in taking the pulse of our Hopman Center store. You know, we have a store at drhopman.com. It's for the patients, but it's also for the public. And we get orders from both our current patients and also from listeners to Intelligent Medicine. And so what are you seeing? What are some of the trends? What are people liking these days? I know we're getting orders for the whey protein powder, Thorn whey protein powder, but also some other things.
A lot of the fish oil, a lot of the EGCG, a lot of the olive leaf, the CM Core.
Right, which is great for blood sugar optimization. It's the berberine product that really works great for helping to optimize blood sugar. Also, sometimes it has a good impact on cholesterol as well.
The Methylguard move, and as well as the Mariva product. That move.
The Mariva being the curcumin, concentrated curcumin product. And the Methylguard now is popular because more and more people are turning to alternatives to good old-fashioned folic acid. They're looking at their levels of homocysteine. They're becoming more aware of methylation issues, and some people are being tested for MTHFR variations. It's fairly common, and these are the people who probably should switch from regular folic acid in a B complex to Methylguard, because all the B vitamins there are methylated and are more premium forms of the vitamins. So so you know, clearly there's some real exciting products there. Just for a listening audience, give us an idea of what you have to contend with every day, because I'm a terrible boss, aren't I? I mean, I'm like the kid who, you know, wants all the Christmas toys and then puts the Christmas toys in the toy chest and then forgets the Christmas toys later in the year, right? Because you've got, how many different items do you have in our dispensary? There's so many different items. It's really hard to keep track of.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's about 150.
So 150 different individual vitamins and supplements are in there.
Yeah.
And I expect you to keep track of that. I am a cruel boss indeed to do that. And, you know, constantly, you know, asking you to, can you find the latest, greatest version of this? This one I don't like anymore. I want you to find one that has more, better, you know, more concentrated. Oh, I just heard about this brand new thing. I probably just drive you guys crazy.
It's okay.
Okay, so it's all for the good, you know, because I'm striving to come up with, you know, whatever is the most advanced, the most cost-effective too, for our patients. And you know,
they trust you, Dr. Hoffman. Whatever Dr. Hoffman says, that's one of the most common things that our patients and customers say to me.
Well, that's very
the best one. That's the best one.
That's very nice to hear. I mean, and I just want to say that I do provide the due diligence. We don't just order any old product, and I personally select the products and vet them, and I'm constantly researching, and I'm always trying to come up with, you know, whatever's the hottest reasonable product, because there's some products, but, you know, that sounds great, you know, strawberry ketones for, you know, they will melt the pounds away, and then it's like, you know, it's smoke and mirrors, and so we don't go over the top of that. We also get a lot of great input from our nutritionist, Layla Mudin, who is frequently to be seen hanging around the dispensary, looking, picking up bottles, looking, reminding herself of what we have in our arsenal. And, you know, also we ask her to make suggestions about products of excellence that people should be taking. So check it out, drhoffman.com, the store. You can shop there, you can browse there, you can get information there. We post a lot of information about supplements. And so, in conclusion, I want to wish you a very successful race, and we'll apprise our listeners of the results. And also, just congratulations on, you know, what you've done with yourself. And we're all very proud of what you've accomplished. So I won't say break a leg, because that's something that I did a few years back. Just take it easy, crawl under the barbed wire, take it slow.
I will pace myself.
Slow and steady wins the race. I'm sure you'll pace yourself. Thanks very much for joining us, Grimaldi. And this concludes part one of our discussion. And when we return, we're going to focus on a specific nutrient, one of the keystones to Grimaldi's sports medicine program, or sports nutrition program, and that is whey protein. We're going to look at some of the claims. We're going to look at some of the scientific facts about whey protein in support of athletic performance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks, Grimaldi.